our challenge action at Etihad on Friday. Well, it's an early one too. It's a 5:50 p.m. Opening bounce for the Blues and the Swans. So if you're in town, you get along and watch that. And Dan Hannanbury will be there. He's part of the Sydney Swans leadership group, and he joins us literally about to get on a plane right now. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Only one more NAB challenge to go. It must be getting exciting.
Yeah, no, certainly very, very exciting. I'm literally on the plane as we speak with a few of the boys. So excuse me if I look like... I'm not interested, but it's just probably the boys getting a bit of a ribbing. So looking forward to the game tomorrow night.
Who do you sit next to on the plane?
Oh, I'm coming next to Isaac Keeney and Kieran Jack, so they're making it very hard to concentrate.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. Dan, you're not playing any games at ANZ Stadium anymore. Is that good for the players? Have you spoke about it as a playing group?
At ANZ Stadium, you mean?
Yes.
Yes. Obviously it's exciting for the playing group, although we had a regional record land. I think the guys are excited about the fact we're playing where we train every week, and certainly our home crowd love that, and the supporters love it. So we're looking forward to playing all our games at the CG, and the guys are excited by it.
What about the side that's in for the match against the Blues? Is it an experienced side, or are you playing some of the youth coming through?
Yeah, I think we're relatively full strength. I think the only person that's missing is touch and go is probably Teddy Richards with his calf, but. With everyone's available, it's a full-strength side. So we're looking forward to having another hit out and hopefully getting ourselves ready to go for Collingwood in 2 weeks.
How's your own pre-season been?
Yeah, it's been pretty consistent. I haven't missed too many sessions. I had a few little niggles there just after Christmas, just some muscle sort of soreness there. But besides that, it's been basically pretty strong. I haven't missed many sessions. So hopefully that translates into a consistent year. But, all it does is give you a chance.
What about when you look around in the midfield and you see Bud coming up around your ankles? Is that something you want, or would you rather be looking up the field, hitting you on the chest, leading out from centre forward?
No, I think certainly having Buddy in the midfield gives us a bit more flexibility. He'll play majority of the time up forward. That's where he plays his best football. But I think for the team and for him, it helps him sort of getting in a bit of a life of life in the midfield, and will help his game out.
Michael Tarley has joined the group, and really key for the Swans to find some new key defenders. How's he integrated?
Yeah, Tarley is a funny guy, and the guys have really enjoyed having come to the Swans. And I think he'll add depth to our back line. He hasn't played a game for the Swans yet, but at this stage he's playing this week, and hopefully can have a solid game and find some any spot down there. The guys are enjoying having him around, and hopefully once again he can play well this week and some any spot.
How's Alex Johnson going there, Daniel?
Yeah, AJ just had an operation recently to plug some of the holes that had been left from multiple operations. And at this stage, it's looking really good to hopefully go along with a traditional knee reco in probably a month or 6 weeks. So signs really positive for this, I think, fourth and final knee reco, I'd suggest. And I think it's one last shot. And at this stage, the signs are looking really good. And he's just an amazing guy. He's extremely positive, despite the fact that he's missing a number of years of footy and his body's gone through hell, but he still remains upbeat and positive. So it's an incredible story if you can hopefully get through this final reco.
Yeah, well, let's hope you can do that. Last one, Daniel. The critics have you dropping, falling, whether it's out of the eight or down the ladder at least. What do you say to those critics and to your fans that are listening that the optimism that the playing group have?
Yeah, I think it's going to be it's going to be a really, really good year for us, to be honest. I mean, a lot of critics are saying, fall out of the eight, if not be at the bottom of the top eight. So, and it's been the case most years, probably up until really Buddy got traded to the Swans, that suggestion of success. So, most years the critics are up against us, and we know we've had to be experienced leave. Having said that, we've got some guys we think can come in to fill the void, and we still think our list is really healthy and a really strong list. So there'll be no excuses from that point of view, and we think if we get a few of the things right we've been working on the last few weeks going for the year, we'll have a really strong season. We'd be disappointed if we weren't challenging there again at the pointy end.
Well, we'll let you fold the tray table and make sure that your seat is in the upright position and get ready to fly. Thanks for talking to us today.
Nah, cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
Daniel Hannabury, Sydney Swans star leadership group this year, and they take on the Blues at the Etihad Stadium tomorrow night at 10-6.
Big game. Big game for those players. So.
And it's Sydney Swans. They're holding their fan day.
Yeah, they are this Saturday in the Basketball Hall at MSAC from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. Head along to meet all the players. Entry is free.